Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 2nd to the 8th, 2010. Settler and army violence increase in the West Bank, and Arab leaders meet for a possible resumption of peace talks between the Palestinians and the Israelis. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. Two journalists were wounded and dozens suffered effects of tear gas inhalation during the weekly non-violent demonstration in the village of Belayin on Friday. This week's action was dedicated to the olive harvest season, and the residents of Belayin were joined by international and Israeli supporters. Protesters waved Palestinian flags and pictures of the non-violent activists held in Israeli jails and went through the village carrying ladders and tools needed to harvest the olives, chanting slogans calling for the end of occupation and the release of the at least 8,000 Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. As soon as the marchers arrived near the wall, they were surprised by the Israeli soldiers hiding behind the concrete blocks near the fence. Troops ambushed the protesters and fired tear gas bombs and rubber-coated steel bullets, wounding dozens, including two journalists. The two were identified as Haroun Amaira, 25, reporter of Palestine TV, and photojournalist Abbas Momani, 36. In the nearby village of Na'alin, hundreds of villagers took to the streets in a protest against the construction of the wall on their land. The protest, which was organized by the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in the village, started after the Friday prayers and was joined by international peace activists. Israeli troops stationed at the construction site of the wall showered the protesters with tear gas canisters, causing dozens to choke, and one protester twisted his ankle. Salah Khawaja from Na'alin told IMEMC that this week's protest was dedicated to the farmers in their olive harvest, and added that Palestinian parliament member Dr. Mustafa Barghouti also joined the demonstration. In Bethlehem area, residents of Al-Masara village organized their weekly anti-wall protest in solidarity with their neighboring village of Beit Fajjar. The protesters were joined by two groups of international supporters from Switzerland and France. Israeli soldiers closed the entrance to the village and did not allow the protesters to reach their land for prayer. In the meantime, villagers of Beit Fajjar held their Friday prayer in the street in front of their mosque, which had been torched last week by extremist Israeli settlers, causing serious damage to the floor and walls. In the backdrop of recent violence in the West Bank, a follow-up ministerial meeting of the Arab countries discussed Friday possible resumption of peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has signaled out resignation from office in response to deadlock process. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has the details.
The Arab ministerial meeting comes one day before an exceptional Arab states summit in the Libyan city of Sirte. The summit will be discussing U.S. call to the parties concerned to resume peace talks amidst Israeli refusal to renounce settlements construction on occupied Palestinian lands in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Top Palestinian official Nabil Shaad told the Palestinian Man News Agency Friday that resignation of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas from his post will send out a message to the entire world that Abbas is committed to the inalienable Palestinian national rights, on top of them, the right to recognized boundaries. Israeli intransigence over the settlement issue is said to have been attributed to differences among Israeli cabinet members. While Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is willing to extend a moratorium on settlement construction for a couple of months, others like his foreign minister Avigdor Lieberman opposes such a proposal and has repeatedly said that peace is far from reaching for the time being. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak urged Israel this week to resume peace talks with the Palestinians, hoping that the two sides will reach an agreement within 1 year from now, as promised by Washington. From his part, Monarch of Jordan, Abdullah II, believed that unless the parties reach an agreement, there will be more chances for violence to erupt widely in the region. So far, Israel has not announced position regarding the settlements issue and looked forward on a Friday that the Arab League summit tomorrow will convince the Palestinians to resume peace talks irrespective to the settlements standoff. In the Gaza Strip and West Bank, many political factions, including the Islamist ruling Hamas and some other leftist groups, opposed peace talks with Israel unless Israel stops settlements construction and ceases attacking the Palestinian territories. As peace efforts are underway in the region, Israeli army killed earlier on Friday two Hamas operatives, Israel accused of carrying out an attack against four Israeli settlers 6 weeks ago in the West Bank city of Hebron. Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad considered the said Israeli attack as a stumbling block in the path of peace and stability in this part of the world. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Israeli forces conducted at least 18 military incursions into Palestinian communities.